Good morning and happy, happy Friday, my friends. It is 9:07. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Maybe we should just play the whole song.
Okay. Could take a while. It's a long song.
It is. You're right. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get to work, I guess. Even though we want to bang on the drum.
It is Friday.
It sure is. Hey, we know you're busy. That's why we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Oh, no.
What now?
Another Florida man story. We had one who is going to be husband of the year who took his wife 33 miles off the coast and then proceeded to beat her and throw her overboard. By some grace of the good Lord, she was able to basically hang on to a rope and get towed back in, unbeknownst to him.
Amazing.
And it's even longer, more convoluted story. But yes, he was arrested and charged with attempted murder, as should be the case. But here's another Florida man. It's the heat, I got to tell you. It's the heat.
Okay.
And you know you're going to get hot if you're wearing a mascot outfit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, some of them have a little vents and maybe a little fan, but it's hot in there.
Yeah. This one is, his name's Chuck.
Okay.
Middle initial E.
Uh-huh.
Are we getting to mascot?
I think he's a little mousy.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Chuck E.
Uh-huh.
Cheese.
Uh-huh.
What is his middle name? Chuck Ephraim.
Like Zimbalist Jr.?
How'd you know?
That's the only other Ephraim I know.
An FBI reference. And what kind of cars did they drive? The Ford Motor Company was the sponsor.
Oh, yeah, they were.
They drove LaTiDas.
Yes.
Otherwise known as LTDs.
LTDs, I like
Remember that. Remember
that? I do.
Back in the memory banks. Mm-hmm. All right. We zoom forward to the future. Here we are. Chuck E. Cheese. I remember taking the kids to Chuck E. Cheese back in the day. When we lived in St. Pete, there was one not too far from the house.
What did they think of the animatronics? Were they scared of them or did they like them?
They seem to like them.
Okay. Yeah, some kids like scared to death of those things.
Yeah, my kids were not
that
scared type crybabies.
Okay.
They were tough.
Imagine that.
Come on.
So what did Chuck E. do now?
Well, he stole the credit card for one thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the police took him out wearing his mascot outfit.
Well, when you ask for a description, who do you think took your credit card? He was about
the mouse,
6 foot tall.
Yeah,
a mouse.
I blame the mouse. Some people are actually complaining. Oh, the kids saw Chuck E. Cheese go out the door. It's like, hey, if Chuck E. Cheese is going to steal, Chuck E. Cheese is going to be arrested, and that's a great lesson for the kids to learn.
There you go.
We don't care if you're the friendly mouse. Mm-mm. If you're stealing someone's credit card,
busted.
You're going to go to the big house.
He was caught in a trap.
Where you'll be the house mouse.
Mm.
Caught in a trap.
Now I'm channeling Elvis. Okay.
You were.
Yeah.
An alleged crook dressed as Chuck E. Cheese mascot was busted on credit card theft charges as stunned children watched cops haul him away in full mouse costume. Jermel Jones was working at the Kids Entertainment Center in Tallahassee. Oh, what are you going to do with your degree from Florida State?
Whoa!
Would you like pepperoni on that? I'm Chuck E. Cheese, everybody.
Just kidding, my Florida State friends.
No, he's
just
not. He
sort
means
of kidding.
He means every word.
Well, football season is starting.
You got to
start to throw the trash around a little bit, you know what I mean? So this happened Wednesday. Police stormed the joint.
The joint, I love that.
During a birthday party, which is, pretty much what you do there at Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm surprised any of you were still in business. I didn't realize they were still around.
Well, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of them are closed. They don't do that well anymore.
Oh, is that?
That's what I'm saying.
It's just not the fad is over or whatever. Jones was captured on camera wearing the cartoon rodent signature purple sea sweatshirt and a glum facial expression as his giant mouse head sat on top of a nearby cop car during the arrest. The furry fraudster reportedly tried a similar Mickey Mouse operation and was busted for the same credit card crime six months ago.
He's a slow learner. But I guess he thought he got by with it once, then, you know.
Hey.
Wow.
You know, leave the cheese out on the table, and don't be surprised if a mouse doesn't come and grab it.
He got the cheddar.
Yeah, he was charged with credit card theft, criminal use of personal identification info, and fraudulent use of a credit card. Booked and released Thursday morning on a $1,000 bond.
And but what was so weird is when they told him that, he says, "Hey, can I put that on a credit card?"
Yeah, right.
Maybe not.
Some observers slammed cops for hauling Jones away in the mouse costume as kids were watching. Okay, Tallahassee Police Department, y'all can let this man change out of his Chuck E. Cheese costume before arresting him in front of those kids? No. Come as you are.
Mm-hmm.
Get arrested as you are.
Love to see those mug shots.
Yeah. Do you think it was traumatic for the kids?
It could have been. I mean, if they, you know. But probably no more than seeing this cheesehead sit on top of the police car.
You just say, Johnny and Susie, that's what happens when you steal.
See,
you understand
life,
that?
Life lesson. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Perfect life lesson.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if they were able to replace him or what. Got to have the mascot.
Yeah.
Is that when the manager has to?
He has to fill in, yeah. Really.
Many great careers were launched by playing the mascot. Did you ever have to do that in any of your radio gigs coming up through the years?
No, luckily I did not. Our boss used to be one. Remember, our boss's boss, he used to do one.
Yeah.
The only experience, and it did not affect me personally, I was just there to witness it. A friend of mine in St. Louis worked at one of the rock stations, and he was doing an appearance at a stereo place. And it was kind of like off the outer road, a very busy outer road.
Wait, did he play a pig?
He used to work there, and I know you were talking about, yes.
Okay.
But he was working at a different station. And I guess it was somebody's bright idea to put the Hooters girls out there on the road with signs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think? People are driving along at 60, 65 miles an hour.
Ruh-roh.
They glance over to watch it, and the guy and I are standing there, you know, behind we're at the stereo shop, and we hear the screeching of brakes, the crashing, the metal crunching, the glass breaking, because they were distracted
by the
mascots.
You've never seen a group of owls?
Well, but apparently that driver, he was distracted
Hooters.
By them.
What do you call a bunch of owls? I know a bunch of crows. You have a murder of crows.
Yeah.
But what about owls?
I don't know.
Are you going to Google? Are you going to search engine it? Okay, because now we need to know. We brought it up. Might as well use that AI that we...
It's very fancy.
Yes?
It's a parliament.
Really?
Yes.
A parliament.
The collective noun for owls is a parliament.
A parliament.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
the
fancy.
Things you learn on the Bob Rose Show along with... Greg Cassidy.
Because we learned it at the same time you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that I'd ever was familiar
Other
with that term.
Other less common names include a wisdom, a congress, a stare, and a hooting.
A hooting?
A hooting.
A hooting.
I like parliament a whole lot better. It's a whole lot classier.
Let's go a hooting. Who wants chicken wings, everybody?
Oh, wow.
You like chicken wings.
I
like chicken wings.
I found a new place I like wings, but I can't really mention them. But I have to figure out how to sneak that in without the boss knowing what I'm talking about.
Are there any owls there?
No, but it's a very pleasant road. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, it's almost like Pleasantville.
I'm not catching on, but I eventually will.
It's on a road.
Okay.
I'll have to look it up.
Search. Everybody else is.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
U.S. Olympic officials are going to comply with Trump executive orders and bar trans athletes from female sports. Way to go. Details on that coming up. And listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeart Radio or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker play 97.3 The Sky. Who would play the Hulkster in a Hulk movie about his life?
Oh.
All right. I'll give you time to think.
I had not thought about that.
Well.
Because I think that'd make a great movie.
Well, I have an inside scoop on some of this.
Really?
Yes. So just hold on.
Now, Bob's the one with the inside scoop and the connections this time.
Yes, I am the TMZ of talk radio. Actually, I stole it from TMZ.
Oh, okay.
It is 9:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And a reminder to never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit follow button, and you'll catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. At the Podmart. All right. Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm. Who would play him in a movie? Now, I didn't know this, and sure. I have to be honest. I didn't know this, but apparently there was serious plans about making a movie about Hulk Hogan that I think date back to 2019.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
And it was Netflix who was going to do it, and they already had chosen, at least initially, who was going to play Hogan. Pretty famous actor.
Okay, I've written down some initials.
Okay, let's see what you got. You got it.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yes. That's exactly who I thought of. So I wrote down CH.
Well, it's interesting. They had already chosen him to do it. I guess it was going to. And then I don't know exactly why it went away, the idea, because I think that would be a big draw.
I just think he kind of embodies what it would take to pull off that role. That's why. Does he look like him? No. But I just felt the character, he could pull that part off.
Who's that big guy? He's a big muscular guy, and you liked him. Oh, Reacher, the guy that plays Reacher. Yeah. You liked him until you found out he was a lefty dweeb.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But he is like big enough.
Yeah, big enough, yeah.
To where I can't really think of anybody else off the top of my mind. I mean,
yeah.
Hemsworth would, I think, and he's pretty tall too.
You gotta still kind of be tall, muscular, a not overly bulky and boxy kind of look, because that's just not what Hulk looked like. So
yeah,
that's why I thought of Hemsworth.
Yeah. So apparently it was on its way, and then I don't know, it got dropped for some reason. The Hollywood Reporter reported at the time John Polano, Scott Silver were writing the script. And they wrote, they co-wrote Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, which came out that same year. Well, actually, that Joker movie was not that bad, but then they did the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That was so bad.
I remember you were talking about that at the time, just how what a waste of time it was for you.
And the biopic, according to Deadline, was going to center on the rise of Hogan, Terry Bollea, and his Hulkamania, both in wrestling and as a pop culture icon. They also confirmed that Hogan's life rights were acquired in the deal.
Oh.
And that he had joined the project as a consultant and executive producer. However, as years went by, no progress was made, due in part to the COVID-19 pandemic.
That caused
a lot of production delays in all of Hollywood.
Yeah. I think they should still do it.
I wonder, have they, I'm assuming then they still have retained maybe those rights?
You would think so.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Pete, good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry to hear about your friend, Mr. Hogan. As far as a movie goes, you want somebody mean, somebody who can scream at the top of their lungs, you want somebody with big thighs, biceps, and a mustache. So I suggest Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh, but I'm not sure she's tall enough. But other than that, you nailed
it. That was good, Pete. That was good. And Pete usually has a good one.
Yes, he does. Okay, Pete, you get the line of the day. The call of the day award goes. You get a gold star.
I got to tell you, I think that if they did it right,
yes,
it would be an awesome movie. If they did it right.
Don't make it too campy.
No.
Because they've ruined so many of our old TV shows, old movies with the remakes. They've made things too campy, trying to be funny when they're not supposed to be funny. But do it right, and I think it'd be a hit with our generation and many more, older and younger. Yeah.
I mean, think about the life that he has, lived.
Yes.
And his ups and downs personally and professionally, and to really become this iconic, heroic figure. Mm-hmm. And even, very late in his life, getting up there in front of the RNC and really putting on a show in favor of Donald Trump.
But think about the end of the movie, seriously, because that's like the last big thing he did.
Yeah.
And you kind of go from that and literally just, you're talking, six months later, whatever the case may be. And then it's like you've got this kind of solemn ending, where we lose him. It's kind of like he went out on top, kind of with the crowd, getting the crowd going, ripping the shirt, the whole bit. And he was doing Hulk Hogan at its best all the way to the end.
If you could get him pumped up, he'd have to put on a bunch of muscle.
Yeah.
You know who could play him?
Who's that?
Eric Trump.
Oh. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
A Trump plays the Hulk.
That'd be amazing.
Yes, yeah. Eric, he's tall.
We stood like right there, and he's like, trying to look up to him.
And
he
does have, a certain amount of, what's the word I'm looking for? Charisma?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. He could probably pull
it
off.
There's some options there, though.
You have to pump him up. He's way too lean.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that was not supposed to be there. That was supposed to be there.
Oh.
Technology.
We'll take what we can get.
Yeah, we're stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you see what time it is?
Yeah.
It is flying by.
What time is it, Mr. Clock? It's 9:28. Yes, we're just minutes away from Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Anna. Start thinking about that. More headlines on the way as well. But good morning and happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
Brother.
Well, good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. Here we are. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And, this is another, sicky story. But I'll make my point.
Okay.
Brandon Michael McClurg, 33, of Archer. This is from AlachuaChronicle.com. Mm-hmm. A registered sexual offender. He was recently released from prison after serving a 10-year sentence for lewd and lascivious molestation of a minor out of Levy County.
Okay, 10 years. Okay,
10 years.
Gotcha.
Just gets out of jail.
Yep.
And then on June the 12th, he's arrested for failing to report an email address. So a warrant was obtained for his devices. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They looked at the devices.
Okay. Yep.
25 charges related to child pornography were added.
That didn't take long, did it?
Nope. Somebody tipped off law enforcement, I do believe. Hmm. And as a registered sexual offender, McClurg is required to report all email or internet identifiers within 48 hours of use. But no email or internet identifiers were listed on his registration, which is a no-no. And so they met with him at his residence in Archer, and his probation officer conducted a warrantless search of his bedroom, where she reportedly found two cell phones, a Yahoo icon on one of the phones, reportedly opened the same email account that was reported in the cyber tip, and the phones were turned over to ASO detectives until a search warrant for their contents could be obtained. So he was charged with failing to report an email address, providing false information on a sexual offender registration form, which is, you know, considered serious to begin with. But then when they went through the phone, he, when asked about it, he reportedly made a stuttering statement that the phone was only for games. He provided the passcode, and the probation officer unlocked the phone and noted that all of the icons appeared to be for games. However, one of the icons, a Y icon, opened a Yahoo email account with emails that had been received in recent days. The account name reportedly matched the suspect's email address, and the probation officer arrested him for violating his probation and accessing the internet. Then they got the search warrant done for the contents of the phone and his account, and reportedly they produced some selfies of him along with 9 files of CSAM. One video showed, well, I'm not going to identify what it is, but it's
not good.
Child pornography. Yep. Okay, we'll leave it at that. And So, I mean, what do you do? And this guy is just representative of how many? How many more?
Who do we not know about?
We talked to the folks that go after these cyber criminals and stuff like that. And they do sting operations, all kinds of stuff. They said, we could do this all day with our entire law enforcement, with everybody, all hands on deck, and we'd never run out of work. Isn't that sad?
It is.
And then you look at a guy, he did 10 years in prison.
Slow learner.
And right away, can't help himself, jumps right back in. We got to figure something out better than what we've been doing. What we're doing now is not effective. And rare is the person who can actually, really change their behavior, that exhibit these tendencies. So, we got to do something better. Anyway, they're living around you. Like I say, it's something that many of them never really get over. But I wish there was, some kind of better treatment or something that it could work. I know they've tried different things. Chemical castration, I think, they've done. And that wasn't even, or always, I guess, effective either. So I don't know. I wish there were more answers there so we could do everything we can to protect protect the youngins, protect the kids. All right. Speaking of which, the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee have taken the first steps to come into compliance with President Trump's executive order to bar transgender athletes from playing in female sports. The president signed his Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports Executive Order number 14201 on February 5th to change federal policy and bar men who identify as women from participating in women's sports that are supported by tax dollars. This week, Olympic officials have quietly and without fanfare made their first moves to change their eligibility rules to come into line with Trump's order. That, according to the New York Times, the first step was to modify the USOPC athlete safety policy, but the new language does not precisely outline how the ban on trans athletes will be implemented or enforced. But they do say that the new policy, that they are committed to protecting opportunities for athletes participating in sport, and that it would work with the International Olympic Committee, the International Paralympic Committee, and the numerous other sports organizations, quote, to ensure that women have a fair and safe competition environment consistent with the executive order and the Ted Stevens Olympic and Amateur Sports Act. All right. I mean, up until now, U.S. Olympic Committee has deferred to the governing bodies of the sports under the Olympic Games banner and had avoided delineating its own policy. But with this first step toward its own rules, that appears to be changing. So we'll see if more and more of these, you know, governing bodies in sports will kind of fall in line with this executive order. And hopefully that will be the case. Yeah. What is this? Actor Alan Cumming? Do you know about him? Was he one of those? Was he in the Marvel X-Men stuff?
Yeah,
apparently he was a guest host on Jimmy Kimmel Live. On Monday. Jimmy couldn't work. So broken up about his friend.
Yeah,
Stephen Colbert.
It's sad.
Crying.
It's sad.
Yeah. So this guy, actor Alan Cumming, he used his opening monologue to unleash the outrageous accusation that President Donald Trump has, quote, brought back concentration camps. Yeah. And he also insisted that, I guess he's talking about in the movie world, that we need more trans heroes.
Okay.
Yeah, we need more trans heroes. Mm. The British actor, who self-identifies as bisexual and an atheist, kicked off his bit with some fake concern for America. America, how are you doing? No, really, how are you doing, he asked. I mean, how are you doing, aside from being a country that has just reintroduced concentration camps, taken health care away from 17 million people to give billionaires a tax cut?
Oh, my God.
And also to finance an armed militia of masked men that commits heinous, assorted kidnapping and crimes against humanity on a daily basis. He's referring to ICE.
Uh-huh.
Aside from all that, are you okay? I wouldn't have thought so.
And it's supposed to be a comedy, a humorous, open bit. It's like, no, you're just being...
All the things he said are not humorous at all.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, they're not true at all.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, we can find humor in things that are true, and we're like, wow, can you believe that? And that's where you can introduce humor into it. But if you're just making stuff up...
Yeah.
It's not funny. Where's the funny part supposed to be? I mean, you say concentration camps. I can't imagine that being used in any punchline ever.
Yeah.
That would draw a laugh from a normal human being.
And we're going to take advice from someone who is an atheist giving advice to a country that based their basic beliefs and constitution on Judeo-Christian values. So you're the one we're going to listen to? I don't think so.
Oh, and no. He ain't even from around here.
No.
He ain't from around here.
Uh-uh.
He's from way across the big pond.
And we left you guys for a reason.
Yeah.
Lots of reasons.
Well, first we kicked your butts.
And then we left you.
Yeah. Let's not forget that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our superheroes. The guys that won the revolution.
Yes.
Yes.
With guns. Guns.
No way.
Yeah, I know the G word, guns.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. Crazy.
Can't believe you can even say that.
I know. Yeah. Black guns matter.
Big win for the Trumpster the other day. We didn't talk much about it, but quickly, Columbia University said on Thursday it's agreed to pay the Trump administration $200 million over 3 years, as well as $21 million to settle Equal Employment Opportunity Commission investigations. Okay. Now, they'll get the $400 million in frozen federal grants and the majority of its $1.3 billion a year federal funding. But the Trump administration had canceled these things because the university was failing to act in the face of persistent harassment of Jewish students. So, Columbia University may be coming around to realize the error of their ways. Will other universities follow suit? We'll see. It's 9:47. It's time for Things That Make You Smile. We're asking for your upbeat, positive, count your blessings thoughts, non-political. You can do it. It's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Rosebud. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing good. I love listening to your show. Sometimes I got to miss it because I've been having a lot of doctor procedures. But what makes you smile this morning, you're talking about the bug in your ear. And I flash back to when I was a young kid. Ma used to take a shower and get ready for church. She'd say, "Now, boy, don't you forget to take that washcloth and get them taters out of your ears and clean up and everything." And I said, "That might be a tater bug, one of them tater bugs over there, because they used to grow a lot of taters over there, Palatka taters and cabbage over there, and ship them taters down here to Ocala for that big potato chip place." So I hope everybody is having a nice time. You made me laugh with that. And I just want to say thank God for country folks. They're coming over there. They're helping me out in my time of need again. Thank God for them. And thank God I live in the United States, the best country in the world. And God bless America. You boys have a nice day. See
you. And you too, Rosebud. God bless you. And hope you get back healthy and feeling good, my friend.
Well, I'm glad that you don't still have a bug in your ear. I'm sure that makes you smile.
Yes, that makes me smile.
That's a rude awakening at 1 something in the morning.
Yep.
Ugh, I can't imagine.
Mm. Yeah, it's hard to work that into a smile other than yes.
You're glad it's over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I was about to call Dave Mays.
Yeah. Oh, he'll get the bugs out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't open yet, though. The Smoking Gun is up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A notorious butt-sniffing freak was thrown behind bars again after he allegedly was caught creeping his little schnoz near the backsides of unsuspecting women at a Nordstrom Rack in California. Khalees Crowder, 36, arrested Tuesday after he was captured on security cams crouching near women and sniffing their backsides, something he has been caught doing multiple times. You smell that? That's the Smoking Gun. And that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. No sniffing. See ya.